Welcome back to the Upstarts Podcast. My name is Zane Ross. If you're here, I congratulate you. And today we're going to be talking about when AI is taking over the jobs. Welcome one and all back to the Upstarts Podcast. My name is Zane Ross. If you're here with me today, I want to congratulate you first and foremost because I haven't taken the time to acknowledge this, but if you're here with me, you should be patting yourself on the back. Most people, well, everybody has a brain, but you're one of the few people who is coming out here with me. You're here and you want to bring some, you're willing to share your intelligence with others. You're willing to, and technology is the best vehicle for sharing those gifts. You contain literally in your head the greatest invention that exists in this universe, and that's your intelligence. And so before we get into this episode, thank you for listening so far. I hope that you'll keep here with me. Now, the goal of this show is to bring some perspective. A lot of people in the media out here, they're very common to, I guess, sensationalize AI. You know, somebody at Google can be writing for loops. And then, you know, next day on the headlines, you can read, you know, this Google AI, you know, created its own baby AI. And these things like that, that's an important thing to examine. I'm not going to shun that perspective. I like to think about it as well. I like, you know, bringing up the impact of our work as software people, students, researchers. But today, there are things that we also don't want to over-embellish. And one of those things is your job, your livelihood, how you're taking care of your family, the economy. And that's what I want to talk about today. I was reading through, again, one of my favorite publications. Not sponsored to say this, but MIT Technology Review. If you guys are able to make the subscription, it's only about $35.95 for the digital copy. And I don't know why you would do the print, but if you also want that, that would be $75.95. Anyway, and also you get 3 free articles to view without a subscription per month. And so what I was reading was called Experts Predict When Artificial Intelligence Will Exceed Human Performance. I want to share this with you because I want to share with you both just some of the key points in the research, and then also I want to give you a couple of my spiel on why you should not trust it, why there's a certain way you need to process these results. This article is basically a review of a study that came out back in 2015. Okay, so this is a 4-year-old study by an amazing researcher called Katja Grace at the Future of Humanity Institute at the University of Oxford, and her and her team essentially went to a lot of researchers and they asked about 1,634 people to fill out a survey about when artificial intelligence will be better and cheaper than humans at a variety of tasks. Of these experts, 352 responded. And this team, Gravener, and then her team took the calculated responses. They basically took all the answers, the number of years for, you know, there's some jobs like retail salesperson, writing a New York Times bestseller, when that AI would overcome those types of tasks. The numbers that they got back for the predictions, and they made a nice chart of all the medians. And this is the reason why I would recommend you guys actually look at the article, because it may be easier to, if you actually can look at the graph. There's a nice little graphic here from the study that this team did. I won't put out the picture myself out of respect for MIT Tech Review's IP. However, just some of the key points from it. Interesting enough, this article predicted that it would take AI 12 years from 2015 to get better than Go than humans. And as we know, it took basically 2 years, not 12, because Google's DeepMind took care of it. Other highlights, retail salespeople. If this article predicts that AI will take over that job in around, just also around 12 years. Writing a New York Times bestseller, writing high school essays, those types of things take place in the 2020s, I believe. Humans working at retail won't be replaced. That's basically what it's insinuating as well. It won't be replaced in retail until 2031, writing in bestseller until 2049, or capable working as a surgeon until 2053. And then also there's some very, very far off predictions such as, high-level machine intelligence taking care of all human tasks. That would take about 30 years, so that'd be like 2049 as well. Being an AI researcher, AI doing its own research, take about 87 years, I believe, from 2015. And then full automation labor, the big one, the singularity, I would say, when they can literally, the AI has all human jobs under its control, that would take literally 100, almost 25 years. And so not until 2130 at least. But here's the big point. Here's what I want for you guys to take away from it. There are three things about this study. I won't call them flaws, but this is what you really need to think about when you're looking at these predictions. First of all, there are so many challenges. Any prediction, this is a really good part about the study I like, that about the MIT article, which I like to hear, is that it tells you, look, an average person's working life is only about 40 years, all right? So think of it this way. When they first came out with nuclear energy, they thought that would take about 40 years to make it mass market. Okay, that was 70 years ago, or 50 years ago. And it's still, now they're still telling us it's 40 years away. So you can't always put so much stock against research, like the headlines, not the research, but the way the media will report it to you. You can't take it for granted because, it could, 40 years could go by, you're not going to be working. And you, when it may, might make predictions, there's this timing aspect. You might have, not been aggressive enough on your job. You might have switched over. And, your whole working life goes by and is still, at the end of it, there's no AI in sight. You don't want that to happen to you. The other thing you need to take in mind is there are different, this was a worldwide study. And the perspectives of AI researchers currently differ depending on who you ask and what region. For instance, in this study, this 45, some of the more 45, 50 year predictions, is that's only the median figure. But there are some people, that doesn't mean there are some people in the group who thought the number was a lot longer or a lot shorter. And so teasing apart the numbers, this team found out that while North American researchers expect AI to outperform humans at everything in just about 74 years, I'm reading directly from the article, people from Asia, researchers, expect it in just 30 years. Now, how does that happen? Is this something that the Asian researchers know that Americans do not? And at the same time, how is that possible? We have the biggest, I'm in America, if you don't know. We have the best universities. We have the biggest companies. AI, Apple, Facebook, Google, all these big names, MIT, Stanford, Caltech, all these huge universities. We have the research, and in Asia, they have the jobs. They have, right, they have the labor markets. They have the industrializing economies. Who is to say, how is this possible that, would it make more sense? This is my own conjecture right now. Would it make more sense for Asia to take more time to industrialize, to make it to a full automation? And then the U.S. takes a little bit short because we have all the, researchers going on over here. That's the second thing that, you might want to, I'm looking at this and I'm questioning a little bit. And the third thing is, finally, the benefits. I want you to really take a step back and, this is a more contextual thing, but think of all the industries that have been benefited that have been impacted, I won't say benefited, so far by AI, you know? Medicine, driving, trucking, surgery, there's business, there's websites, there's web development, you know? All these different industries, you know, service industries, there's the things in, you go to Stop and Shop nowadays, they got robots, Walmart, all these retail, all these different things, you know, Amazon, cashierless stores, all these different things, voice. How many of these industries have drastically made improvements? Like, very, very drastic. Like, you can wake up and it's a different world. It's very hard to pinpoint those, like, pivotal moments in AI. And this is where the fear, the people who get afraid by this. I don't think there's going to be one moment you're going to wake up. You know, there's some people that say, you know, overnight, you're going to wake up. And the AGI, the general intelligence is going to be here. And the whole world's going to be, you know, melting down. And there's going to be Terminators, everything, Skynet, all this stuff. I really don't believe this is something that's going to happen. I believe, from my own perspective, we need to take those, we need to embrace the small little steps. We need to embrace the fact that it's going to take little steps. You know, we are an interconnected world nowadays. You know, we have the ability to collaborate, make sure, you know, double check everything and get all the best opinions together before we make those decisions. And then we have to actually make the decisions and keep building and to engage with the research, let it come forward, let the benefits come. And the whole point of this show is to tell you if we actually prioritize, we get all the short-term steps right, we forget about the long-term for a second, we forget about the fears, we actually move forward enough, we'll make it so that, you know, in the long-term, we take care of all the short-term steps, the long-term take care of itself. And I would not bank on, you know, too much job displacement from AI, because, you know, people still value the value of human labor. How many times are you willing to pay more just because, you know, if you're an American, for example, how many times will you pay more for something just because something says, you know, a product in Walmart, you know, Target, just because it says made in America? Even though it costs more than the thing that says made in China, there's some emotional value to it. There are entrepreneurs who will sell more, who will keep selling, who will keep, you know, for example, I could go to this weekend at my community center, and they're celebrating they're watching the Pakistan versus India cricket match. I can come out there. I don't need to be an AI robot to make, you know, hundreds of dollars selling Pakistani flags and Indian flags. It's there's always going to be value for human labor. There's always going to be value for a New York Times best-selling, you know, novel that comes from a real human, you know, because those stories, you know, you bringing out your memoirs, and if you go out there and you do something great with your life, and maybe even things every day that we don't consider being great can be considered great, people will buy it, man. And the AI does not, for the AI researchers, you know, they're going to take, we don't have to be so worried about displacing jobs, because we just have to make sure the short-term steps go right. And for the rest of society, you know, keep finding ways to be creative. Keep, you know, elevating the self of your own work. You have so much potential, because we all have the gift of intelligence. Even whether you're a researcher, whether you're just someone out have a t-shirt business, there's opportunity out there. So, and that's it. That is how I would want you to take a perspective on AI research, on the opportunities out there, on software. If you enjoyed this episode, that's it for today. If you enjoyed it, please let me know. You can continue the conversation at ZaneRoss14. You can ask me about where I get my, you know, my thoughts, my opinions, Well, who the best people I like to listen to, you know, Lex Friedman at the MIT AGI podcast. I'm not an MIT student. I just love the show. And, yeah, thank you very much for listening. If you want to come and see me next time, I will be releasing episodes every Monday, every Wednesday, every Friday, Eastern Standard Time, during the summer times while I'm off of school. With that, thank you again for listening. You can continue the conversation on Instagram as well at Z_Raza_TheUpstart, Z_Raza__TheUpstart. And I'll see you guys next time. God bless.